This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Robin Mitzen. Robin is a brilliant sort of counselor to lots of people and sort of an unusually intelligent and thoughtful person. We're going to talk to her today in a podcast about she works with lots of and sees lots of successful people, not necessarily successful in all aspects of their life, but successful in the business world, and try to get a sense of what she sees as characteristics of people that are highly successful. And again, business success does not mean life success, two very different things. But we're going to talk to her about what she sees in successful people and hopefully give thoughts to people as to what they might see and just observe on. Robin, can you take a moment to introduce yourself? And after that, we'll tee up the question of the day.
Of course. First of all, I want to thank you and your incredible team for having me back on your Business and Leadership Podcast. My name is Robin Mitzen. I am a counselor. I have offices in Northbrook and Chicago. I work with people to help them reach their potential, both personally and professionally.
And talk a little bit about people. When you see people that are reaching their potential on a professional level, on a business level, and again, very different than whether the rest of their lives are in order or not, talk just for a moment about what you see when people are self-actualizing and hitting their potential and doing well.
Well, when I see successful people and leaders, I see first and foremost people that can distribute power. And in other words, they empower others. They collaborate, they lead without ego, and most of all, they encourage. And I think those components lead to a very successful team. Because you're showing that you believe in them and you're, again, giving trust to others off the bat.
And so we love that. Let's start with that concept. I mean, you see in the world today, any successful endeavor, there might be a big personality behind it, like an Elon Musk or at one time a Steve Jobs and so forth, but nobody does anything without a great team and a lot of people with them. And I love the concept that the first thing you see is a key to success is being able to empower others and strengthen others. Talk about that a little bit more and some of the things that you see.
So I see people who are, again, successful leaders actually giving to others, not for just the sake of their business or themselves or their ego. It's they really truthfully want to better another human being and, again, a team that works successfully for the greater good. So the collaboration is without ego, would give self-esteem, self-worth to, you know, I heard something the other day, and I believe this to be true. Very successful people trust before they oppose. You know, like the old adage is trust is earned. But most people who are successful and longstanding success, they just trust off the bat because at the end of the day, it's only theirs to lose. So giving trust, again, provides that self-worth that people need in a healthy manner for their self-esteem to carry on and persevere.
How do leaders find this balance of driving these things forward, having the vision to drive things forward and seeing where they should go, and also leaving their ego at the door so that they can empower others? How do people, can people get better at this?
Oh, I do believe that it is a learned situation. I believe people hold on to their egos so tightly that they don't really, you know, being vulnerable is very hard in business. And so there are certain ways to do that with your own team as opposed to doing that in a business meeting. For instance, you can change your state of thinking. And a lot of people then change their state and I'm going to give to get. But that is not what I'm talking about because you don't have an expectation. So although highly successful people have high expectations for their production, which they should, and then encourage others to have the same, they have to lower their expectation with their ego because it's really at the end of the day not only about them. And that's where I find the successful people in longstanding being and continuing with their success because they've let that go. They've learned how to, they incorporate their integrity, which is their word, and they also, you know, speak of loyalty and doing the right thing, you know, no shortcuts and et cetera. They just teach as they learn and so on and so on.
When you look at sort of politicians, and I don't want to be overly political because it always causes at least half the audience to be irritated, but when you look at politics, is it a fatal flaw of a leader not to be able to strongly empower enough others so to have a strong team, a strong leadership team all the way around her or him, and have too much of their own ego invested in the thing? Can that be a fatal flaw?
Well, I see, you know, I think I see what we're saying right now, today, on this very day. We are seeing that there's no distribution of power. There is no collaboration. There is no working well with others. And it is causing problems that we hopefully will come back from, but this is detrimental. It becomes detrimental. So yes, in politics right now, we are seeing exactly that. It's pure ego. It's pure self-indulging, and there's no encouragement or loyalty to A, the party, and B, the people, you know, the American people. So I do, and again, it goes for every country, but that's what I
see. And there may be different perspectives on that, but either way, I think the point is clear that regardless of how you view President Trump's actions or President Biden's actions, I think it would be probably easy to see that someone would say President Biden, effective or not, is more likely to encourage, he just has a reputation for encouraging and distributing power much more so than a President Trump would. And that's not a knock on President Trump. There may be other great positives about President Trump, but in terms of this characteristic of distributing power and strengthening others, you would almost have to say that's far more likely that that would be a strength of President-elect Biden versus a President Trump.
Exactly, because at the end of the day, President-elect Biden will and has said, it's not just about me, it's about all of you and his team. So he's not just the only one that answers the questions and makes the rules and it distributes. He has a team that he trusts and he strengthens to provide for him and all of us. So that is, you know, the milieu of what we are looking for today.
In coming back to business, you work with lots of successful business people. Talk about some of those characteristics you see in great business people. This mix of ego and collaboration, but this mix of also having a vision and a drive and a strategy forward. I mean, think about some of the people you work with and just give us a little insight into that type of person that hits that right balance of ego and collaboration, ego and team, strategic vision, and building great teams. Talk a little bit about what you see in some of the people you work with.
Well, some of the people I work with have very big egos, and it's hard to let go. However, they're successful financially. So that does not mean anything to me as far as longevity, and it could just be that. But what I see, more importantly, is the highly successful, sustainable leaders being conservative, not being overly indulging and flashy and ego talking about everything that they have or what they're doing. I see people being very conservative, and that is really actually very attractive. I also see them honing it in, meaning they don't have to only talk about themselves. And more importantly, they talk about their teams. They talk about their companies as a team, not about them. They almost leave themselves out and speak of as we, or them. And that's encouraging because I do believe at the end of the day, that loyalty has so much strength to carry on and persevere that you are, again, teaching others how to live well and within a conservative, you know, union, which really does make a difference. That's what I've seen in my office anyway.
No. And helpful. When you talk about conservative, you don't mean politically conservative. You mean not being flashy, not being over the
conservative
top.
Conservative with their, well, with everything. Conservative with their time, their money, their, yes, and their talk and their ego. meaning if you have $1 billion, you're not going to go spend $1 billion. Sometimes people that I've seen be successful financially, they have a budget and they use it and they will not depart from that budget, say it's monthly, say it's yearly, regardless if they can or not. And so I believe that is just a great characteristic of a human being. And that expectation is repetitive. And I just believe that's the most successful person out there that I have seen anyway.
No, thank you very, very much. Robin Minson, I want to thank you for joining us again today on the Becker Business Podcast. Where can people reach you and learn more about Robin Minson?
I am on all social media. I am on Facebook and LinkedIn. I have a website, yourlifecounselor.com. Again, I'm in Northbrook and Chicagoland area. And I just want to thank you and your staff for having me back on your podcast.
Thank you very, very much. Robin, just a pleasure to visit with you today. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.